Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
That doesn't look anything like me. That's just your stereotypical...
To be jumpy. What are you
getting a little frustrated?
Can we not just hug it out?
We probably don't have to be in the same barrel.
Aww.
Am I wrong?
Oh my god, Oliver Gold.
I need to learn Dwarven so I can read these 6 books I just got.
I don't think we need a whole production here.
I'm not going to lie to you.
You know, they got to get some details right.
You came home!
I've never killed an innocent person in my life.
Well... You've caused the death of...
That's different. I've never taken...
What if my friends kill the other dwarves? Is that okay?
And one fell kind of natural causes.
Welcome back to Dice Shame. This is Season 2, Episode 82... Upset the Apple Cart.
MVP this week is Toast Da Bomb, a.k.a. Brandon, who joined our Discord and who is on their second listen-through of the show. They say they love the podcast, and we love you too, Brandon. Thank you for joining us. You're this week's MVP.
All right, shall we play some D&D?
Yeah, let's do it.
The five of you stand within the secret walls of Gorgon's Tavern. Doran, having just spoken to the bartender, who watches on as he speaks with a city guard. Your fate lies within the hands of this man, and everyone can sense it.
Guys?
Red, don't panic.
Could go either way right now.
You're just gonna have to trust me on this one, okay?
I don't know, Doran. I feel like panicking.
Just watch.
Panicking might be a precautionary measure right now.
Giram nods at the guard, and they exchange a few more words, and Giram puts his arm around the guard's shoulders, and they walk out the front door together.
God damn it, Doran.
Now listen.
We need to get out of here.
Don't get jumpy on me, Red, all right?
It's a perfect time to to be jumpy. What? It's not jumpy if you're just protecting yourself from the possibility of getting killed.
I get it. You're always ready to leap and jump. But not in this case, all right? I need some gold coin.
Did you promise him money?
I didn't promise him. I said we'd help him out.
Jack's like, trust him. We need to win. Money? Wait a minute, guys.
That changes the equation a little bit. You have to admit.
We need to retain money so I have the possibility to transcribe spells into my wizard book at all times.
I need to learn Dwarven so I can read these 6 books I just got. Where I gotta find a Dwarven dictionary?
Wait, yeah, you did tell him that you'd give him money, Doran?
Look, I don't care whether you believe me or not. Now I'm at the point now where I'm getting a little frustrated. I don't even know why I keep handing over my gold to you for safekeeping. I want 100 gold now, and that's not too much to ask.
Well, actually, Mari's the party treasurer.
All right, so he turns to Mari.
With the new bag of holding.
I just want I want to put some gold in my pocket so that I'm not always having to come back here and ask you for gold.
Doran, look, Mari, Jack, and I have been with you through a lot. We followed you to Gautier's mansion. We trusted you on that. Isn't it perfectly right for us to have a little bit of doubt in this moment?
It is. But let's keep our voices quiet.
That's a good call.
Mari, this whole time has had her eye like pressed to the crack, just watching while these two like bicker in the background. And she's like almost ready to start casting a spell. There's just like her hand is glowing. She is ready to just start lighting shit up if guards come back in.
Alistair turns to Red and Jack with his hands outstretched.
Listen, you guys don't know what it's like here in Scarborough, okay? Doran's lived here since, I don't know, how old were you, Doran? It was like 50. Yeah.
I was born here and I lived here for almost 80 years.
We gotta trust that Doran knows what's what down here, okay?
Thank you, Alistair.
It's all we have.
Never thought I'd be saying that. Listen, I don't care whether you trust me or not. If you want to flee, flee. But I think that's a bad idea. Red, I am looking at Ghirim and I'm trusting him, okay? And part of that is helping out an old friend. A little bit of gold. This is an act of goodwill to show him that I'm sincere. And I told him that we'd help him out. I'd help him out. Now, I don't care if you want to or not, but... 1/4 of that gold.
Nobody's keeping gold from you, Doran. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
All right, Doran. You're right. There's no reason to think that you don't know what's best. I'm sorry.
Thank you. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I'm glad that you're keeping.
But you're not going to be wrong, right?
No, I'm not going to be wrong. But I'm glad that you're keeping an eye out.
Ghirim's coming back in.
I'm going to blast this fucker.
She's just
that's
got an arrow
trained. This is Ghirim.
Yes.
Oh, so many G names.
Ghirim re-enters the tavern without the guard and begins to make his way toward the kitchen again.
I told him we'd help him. You know what? The way this is going, we're probably going to be ending up murdering Gautier. So this is all a fix anyways. Let's be honest. Look. Am I wrong? And he looks at each of you.
Let's not throw the M word around. Right. I like to think of it more as like vengeance, but yeah, you're not wrong.
Can we not just hug it out?
Alistair's like, huh?
I've been saying that this whole time.
Not. Do you really think that that's an option at this point? Gautier cannot be trusted. He is the bad guy.
Well, I mean, probably there's a system around here. Dwarves must have laws for...
We trust you, Doran. We trust you. Do what you think is best for the party. This is your city and your family, and I support you.
Thank you.
I trust you.
Of course.
Mari?
Mari's digging through the bag of holding.
One of her arms already a spider.
Yeah. she pulls it out. It's all,
here you go.
It's all webby. Like she's like, oh, just don't mind this. She shoots Red a look like, are we doing this? Like, are we going to, is this cool?
We gotta trust our friend.
Just be ready for anything.
Put a handful in the purse.
You got it.
And let me get back in there.
How much gold am I giving him?
Oh, I don't know. Just fill up this purse. Just
7,000 gold.
Oh my God, all of our gold.
How much gold do we have?
I mean,
so much. I don't there, know.
It's nebulous.
There's a pile because I've got a whole, all that treasure from Zosenbaffel we haven't really divvied up anywhere either sitting in my bag.
You guys can afford a little.
I'm not worried about it.
Should I give 80? Sweeten the pot?
80 gold sounds generous.
I wanted 100, but I'm not going to cry about it. Just all Doran's doing is standing here and he's like expecting you just to throw some cash in there so he can go back out and talk to.
65. It's my final cool. offer.
So. All right. Thanks.
Doran.
He gives you this dirty look like that says it's not yours. It's not your guy's decision.
Those purse strings are going to be tight. Nari's going to be counting everyone's right. change. You spent how much on that armor? Yeah,
this is what happens when you have a bunch of sisters and like live in a little house.
Doran ties the coin purse to his belt and climbs back up through the pantry secret doorway.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he knows what he's doing.
Giram is waiting for you upstairs.
Giram, I'm sorry. Listen, what did the guards say? I saw them come in.
They're saying that you killed some dwarves, Doran.
Which I, yeah, well, we did.
What?
I'm not going to lie to you. These were hitmen.
That's a serious accusation.
Well, it's a serious accusation because it's true. Giram, there's no doubt about it. You've seen the corruption going on in the city. They sent hitmen. What am I going to do? Let them kill me? Look at me. I'm an Iron Fist.
Doran, I'm not part of some kind of mafia here. I'm the owner of a tavern. This is my life. If the guard finds out that I was sheltering you, helping you...
Nobody's gonna find out.
And you say that there's some kind of dark underbelly to the Scarborough politics? I would lose my bar. I would end up in jail. Or worse, dead. This is serious.
Giram, I've seen enough death, especially of friends. And I'm not here to cause problems. And I want to get out of here as soon as possible.
Can I just roll an insight for
Absolutely.
Sincerity of Giram?
Absolutely. Let's roll dice.
A 14 total.
From your reading of Giram, you would assess that he is truly concerned about his bar in a material sense, that he is loyal to this tavern above all, and that he serves his own interests.
Mm. Giram, what did your friend the gnome say?
There's a long pause, and you just hear the tightening of a bowstring from beyond the wall.
I got him in my sights.
Razrik was here to pick up some payment from me in the form of some barrels of strong drink. I can't afford a monetary payment this month to the Engineers Guild.
Hmm.
And his wagon is just outside. He owes me a favor. I told him there might be something else in his cart.
Hmm.
And he told me that if he had no idea what it was, then he wouldn't be under any obligation to report anything amiss.
Doran's like doing calculations in his head, thinking how we can all fit inside barrels, or how we can all fit inside of a box, or how we can all get onto
we the probably don't have to be cut. In the same barrel. There's probably more than one, if that helps your calculations.
Aww.
Have you already loaded the barrels, Giram? The barrels of drink?
Yes, there are three on the wagon. He doesn't want to get involved, but the Engineers Guild is closer to Doreen's than I could get you otherwise. Listen, I haven't decided if I want to get involved with this either, Doran.
Roll persuasion.
Can I present the coin purse and add advantage to this?
Well, you already have advantage because of our lovely druids.
Because
oh, so disadvantage because it's only $65.
It's like, so it's just a flat roll at the end of the day. Yeah.
fuck you though. No, for real, fuck you.
Persuasion.
Yes, please.
It's a 13.
Ooh.
With advantage.
With advantage.
Do you know what advantage is?
Yeah, I rolled two dice.
You add them together. Together.
Add them together for an average. Divide by two.
No, you're kidding.
Girim shakes his head and he leaves the kitchen.
Ooh.
And then he comes back a moment later with the poster. And he just shoves it at your chest, Doran.
I take it and I look at it and I study it. What's it say?
It's a stunning likeness of you, Doran.
God damn it.
Clearly, the artist was familiar with you. Mari, Jack, Red, Alistair are kind of crudely drawn, less recognizable as individuals. Like, Red looks like some kind of bear, maybe. It's
That's hilarious.
The dwarvish runes underneath indicate that you're wanted by the city to give any information that people might have about it to the city guard, and offers a reward of 500 gold pieces for your capture.
It's a steep price.
That is a steep price. It's a very steep price. Girim, I'm going to try this one last time. And I hope you'll appreciate where I'm coming from, because I'm just a dwarf trying to get home to see his dying mother.
Ooh.
And I'm literally going through this perilous journey to get there. And frankly, I probably wouldn't be here had I not seen the vision of Gotir threatening my mother's life. Just to capture me. Think of how sick an individual must be. Here's what I can do for you. And he pulls out the coin purse. And he says, now, this is not much. This is only 65 gold pieces in here. But I want to give it to you as an act of goodwill. I don't know how else to say this, but likely Gotir will meet his demise very soon. And when that happens, there's going to be an opportunity for this city to be cleaned up. Take another look at the way citizens are being treated. I don't know what's more worth to you, a future or 500 gold pieces that might tie over for another month.
Girim takes the purse from you, Doran, and then turns away from you to stir the soup. And without turning back, he says,
as little as I like Gotir, I don't want blood on my hands. If you kill a single dwarf that is a citizen of Scarborough, you better not show your face here ever again.
I've never killed an innocent person in my life.
Well, you've caused the death of...
That's different.
One of my friends killed the other dwarves. Is that okay?
And one fell kind of from natural causes.
Red's arrows each called natural causes.
Doran, a personal judgment of yours as to whether a dwarf is deserving of death is irrelevant to me.
I understand.
Swear on it. Swear that you will not kill another dwarf inside this city.
So that means I've got to take Gotir into...
Tell me you wouldn't sleep easier tonight with a clean conscience.
I haven't been able to sleep easy for decades.
Maybe it's time for a new leaf, Iron Fist.
Yes. I swear on it. I swear on Moradin. I swear on my mother. I won't kill any dwarf in this city.
He turns back to you, ladling a couple of bowls of stew, making as if he's about to bring it out to the diners. And he shoots a look at you as he finishes garnishing these bland stew bowls with some bland-looking leaves.
From what I know of you, Doran, you have enough dwarvish blood on your hands already.
A look of embarrassment dashes across Doran's face. And it weighs on my mind every day, Gira.
Thank you for this.
And he nods at you.
And he crawls back through the pantry. All right, guys.
Yeah, we heard everything.
You did?
Yeah, these walls are super thin.
You walk in and like everyone's like ready to fight, like ready to go. Yeah. And you're just like, we're good to go. And like Red's like, oh my God. It's...
yeah.
You did good, Doran. You did right by us.
Well, it's nice to hear for once. Let's not delay.
Can I see that poster for a second?
Here.
This does not look like
me. He hands you the stack of posters.
Hey, I look like a fucking bear.
Hey. He points at Jack. Hey.
Jack looks like himself. Yes, okay, I'll give him that.
I mean, that doesn't look anything like me. That's just your stereotypical fancy elf from somewhere. Oh, never mind, I see it now.
I mean, I was going to say, look, they even have your, like, those are your exact shoes. Like,
wow.
Look at your hair. Yeah. Get your hair.
I think you have these earrings, too.
It has you as a redhead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they got to get some details wrong.
It's a bit of a glow-up, honestly.
Hey, now.
We should really be talking about this at another point.
Yeah, you should part your hair like
sorry.
This.
Sorry.
Out before the gnome gets back to his cart.
Into the barrel.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So I guess the plan is that we sneak back out from the crawl space and climb into barrels in the cart of this gnome.
Guys, just kinda hang tight. Tell me how you do it.
Pretty much just like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
That seems like a plan. I don't think we need a whole production here.
I was hoping for a little more, but that's fine. That's fine.
Everyone, we open the door.
No.
Look left, look right, and then tiptoe, softly as we pass.
If one of them's full of liquid, Mari's just like, all right, and just climbs in because she can breathe underwater.
Yeah. They're all full of liquid. They're
Mari drowns in episode.
Sweet. She doesn't care. She can breathe underwater.
This isn't water. It's booze.
She can breathe
I
in
can
beer.
Breathe in whiskey. That's fine. It's great.
Are there like empty barrels around or boxes
she's
or
drunk
crates
as hell.
Or
yeah, 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 for sure. So this gnomish cart basically is going to be pulled by subterranean pony variety.
Cool.
There's a place up front where the gnome is going to sit to drive the cart, ostensibly. And then the cart... is sort of like this open-topped wagon in the back.
Nice.
There are four wheels. It's pretty large. I don't know the parts of a wagon, but like the inside of it is like big enough for six barrels, and there's only three in there. So if you guys wanted to put some extra stuff in there, great. If you want to empty out the barrels and hide in the barrels, I don't know. What are you going to do?
I picture it as not upsetting what's already in the cart because he's got to deliver some stuff. As Doran crawls out from underneath, he turns back to his companions. He says, okay, listen. And pointing around him at the plethora of empty barrels and crates that are just stacked behind the bar.
It's like rutabagas.
Yeah. Look, we're going to empty some of these. We're going to get them in the cart, and we're going to climb in the cart. I don't want to upset any of the ale that Giram loaded in with the gnome earlier because...
Well, what if we just lie down flat on the cot and Mari casts illusory terrain over us? It's technically terrain, isn't it? I don't know.
That might work on the bed of the cart, you know?
Jack's looking it up in one of his magic books.
Rob's like, oh, please.
Would that work?
I don't have that right now, so no.
Oh, never mind then.
It's a 10-minute casting time, and it can make things look like nature. What the terrain part of it?
A wagon full of meadow.
So he's going to be carrying a lake. Yeah.
Just a 150-foot lake following around this.
I mean...
I could cast fog cloud.
Inconspicuous.
Yes. I don't think we should spend too much time on this. I say we just load in.
Yeah.
There's like a scene of us loading in all the cart with like five of these barrels, or maybe three barrels and two crates.
Everyone gets as small as possible and hunkers down.
Yeah.
Come on, Alistair, you can do it. Hey!
And Doran climbs in the last after kind of putting the tops on all the barrels and the crates. Not nailing them down or anything, but just putting them on. But Doran gets in the last, so and he positions the crate that he crawls in so that he can see out the back at where they are and know when to get out.
Yeah.
I dig it.
That's perfect. A hole in Red's barrel and he's like got an eye up to it and he's like, Darren,
I think I'm right next to you.
In fact, you all have holes in barrels with eyes.
Everyone's got one eye hole in their barrel or crate.
Yay. So generous.
Nice.
It also doubles as a breathing hole.
Heck yeah.
Hey, Darren, if we're not going with disguises, can I have that cloak I gave you back?
Yes, you can, Red. Just as soon as we're out of these crates.
Thank you.
I'm going to keep this jacket. It's really nice.
Mari's keeping her cloak. It's like silk lined inside.
Alistair found a tank top.
Whoa.
Showing off the muscles.
After just a few more moments, it's just long enough for you guys to start getting achy and feeling like maybe you should have picked a different position for your crunching hiding spot.
Yeah.
I'm too tall for this.
This rock gnome comes around and he's like doing a bad job of not inspecting the cart. He's like,
sure hope that there's nobody in my cart. Okay.
Wow, this guy's a good liar.
He's very subtle.
Alistair, does seeing him make you like feel nostalgic?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, right.
Don't do anything that might make him turn giant.
And after a second, you hear the horse go, neigh.
Shit fuck!
Reminds
you came home!
Reminds you of Doran's pony, and you're off.
Where is that pony? Back in Waterdeep?
You guys left all your horses and stuff at the Hamperette house.
Oh, I missed them. Well, mine's dead, but I missed Shit Fart.
It's true.
So many questions.
Oh, that's a fair point.
I want to give inspiration to the person who's not Rob, who can remember Rob's horse's name.
Glendowin or some shit. Wait, Glyn?
It's Amakir.
Amakir.
I would have gotten it.
That's right.
Which in Elvish means gem flower.
This game is rigged. I can't even guess. So,
that's you could listen.
You could be caught up by now. The wheels of the cart
go round and round.
Go round and round.
Fuck you.
I mean, that was, but like everyone thought it. Yeah. Everyone thought it.
I'm quitting Dungeons and Dragons.
The
today.
Wheels on
no.
the cart go round.
We'll never
be
Doreen now.
Round and round. Round and round.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's the end of the episode.
The wheels on the bus. The end. We all sing that. It goes to commercial and then we're done.
So the gnome drives you through the streets of Scarborough, and there is an increased guard presence that you notice as you pass through. After a few short minutes of travel, the cart stops, and you're in a dark, large room. You hear the whistling sound of the gnome depart after having unhooked and led away the horse. And for all that you can see and perceive, you are now alone.
Are we clear?
God, this guy really likes whistling.
I think he's giving us a hint.
Oh, you think he's being nonchalant?
He doesn't like onions?
Huh?
Yeah.
No, nonchalant. It's like, you know, like he's playing coy.
Right.
Oh, that's the Mazdakan accent coming out. I get it.
What?
I guess we can get out now.
Red pushes out of his barrel. Ah, man, my barrel's reeked of fish. I'm going to miss it. And he climbs out of his barrel and over the side.
Going to need some help.
I got you, Alistair.
Oh, hey, let me help you out, Alistair.
Thanks, guys.
This is the Engineers Guild.
Mm-hmm. You find yourselves in a warehouse-type area. There are many other crates and barrels here in and amongst this loading dock type situation. Additionally, there are some stairs that lead up. Doesn't seem to be anyone around right now.
All right. Well, based on this place, how far is it to Doreen's house, Doreen?
Well, it's not far. It's a lot closer. And there should be some back alleyways we can take.
Let me take a look. Red walks over to the door and sort of cracks it and tries to get an eye on a way. Which direction is it? North, south, east? Weest? Diane Weest?
Yeah, from here it's Weest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And I take a look.
As you open the door, you are greeted with just kind of a wave of noise. Outside of the Engineers Guild, there's like a market celebration happening.
Ah, fuck. Red shuts the door. Yeah, we ain't getting out that way.
Oh, no.
Maybe they got sewers or something.
Red, do you still have your tattoo used for today?
Red looks at his shoulder. Yeah, I think so.
Still working?
Is there a play where Mari wild shapes into
a
subterranean donkey and Red looks like that gnome and we just keep on driving the cart right up to Doreen's house?
Hey.
We could, but that market was pretty damn packed. I don't think we'd be able to get through it. Take a look for yourself. We're talking about like a city street party.
I'm just pitching ideas. If you don't think that's going to work, I trust your judgment. What's outside? I don't need to see for myself.
Oh, no. Listen, I'm all for it.
As you're standing around having this conversation, Mari, you spot a familiar gray cat.
She sort of digs around in the bag, finds some jerky that she'd taken off of Red.
Inherited.
She can't remember if it was because she wanted it or because it just was everywhere and it smells so much that she.
Jerky to everyone. Yeah. It's my one giving gift.
A jerky in every handshake, every like you're bribing somebody. One point you saw somebody stick a little money in there.
Hey, Jack, why don't you let me sleep in a little bit tomorrow? And it's like just jerky in your palm. You're like, Red, I let you do it every day, but okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. Red's convinced it's because of the jerky that he always gets to sleep in.
Anytime. Wink.
And then Jack just puts the jerky back in the bag.
It's the same piece of jerky.
It's the same piece of jerky. Since it's that rabbit jerky from like episode one.
For 3 months, I've been giving the same piece of jerky back and forth to Jack, thinking that it helps.
This never runs out. It's the endless jerky.
Doran, one day I got to tell you about my magic jerky recipe. It gets Jack to do anything I want.
He loves the stuff. Can't get enough chewing on this dried meat.
Jerky bag.
I love the idea of like just a scene in the background, Red standing next to Jack. We're not paying attention to the conversation and, you know, Red nudges him. Like that jerky I gave you yesterday?
Oh, it was great. It was the best one yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, Mari's saying something to the cat.
Oh, sorry.
And she breaks a little piece off and holds it and goes like, try to bring the cat over.
Yeah, the cat comes over. She's like cautious at first, but then, that rabbit jerky.
That's not the same cat, though, is it?
It might be.
That I gave jerky to?
It took a much that was, more straightforward route.
Yeah, I think that's sort of what Joe's kind of hinting at here.
Well, I fed it, so I'll look at Mari feeding it, and I'll eye it and be like, wait a minute. Can I roll perception on the cat that
you
Mari's
absolutely
at?
Absolutely can roll perception. You can roll perception.
It's a 19.
This is a different cat, not evidently having recently been pregnant.
Oh, never mind. That's not the same cat, but
it's still a cat.
It still looks familiar to you.
And it looks the same.
It does look the same. In fact, Red, similarly to the previous cat, this cat is also strangely sooty.
Will it let me pet it? If Mari's trying to pet it, will it?
It'll tolerate you.
And as she's doing that, her hand glows just a bit. And I'm going to cast Speak with Animals.
Finally.
Because what's the point of being a druid if you don't do hippie shit?
There you go.
Agreed. Now, do you speak cat or does the cat speak common?
I've never understood how it works. But
I think you speak cat because yes. Okay. Other people can't then talk to you. Yeah.
That's my cure. That's what I was wondering. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Speak with Animals doesn't, you know. Mm-hmm. Could be either.
Yeah, because I can understand it, you can't.
Cool.
So that means that Mari's sitting there going, it just looks deranged. Mm-hmm. And as she's petting the cat, she just goes, hi there.
The cat looks up at you quizzically and then takes the scrap of jerky from your hand.
Do you have more jerky?
I do. I have plenty more jerky. I think we've got plenty. Red, you've got more jerky, right?
Some would say infinite. Red reaches into the bag, grabs the one piece of jerky and throws it over to you.
Oh, she's...
Don't worry about it, darn. And Red winks at Jack. I'll have plenty more tonight when I reach in.
Jack just does that like fake, brushes the sweat off his forehead.
Thank God. And she gives another little piece to the cat.
The cat does that thing where it reaches up to take the jerky from your hand with its paw, kind of to make sure that you're not going to withdraw your hand, but the claws are out, so you get a little claw.
Feisty.
And Mari doesn't pull back. She just kind of tolerates it. She's She's
had sisters, you know.
She had sisters, and boy, has she been clawed at before. she looks at you and goes, "Do you know what's up those stairs?"
The cat looks over to the stairs and then says,
"Yes."
"What's up there?"
"Hot tunnel."
"Hot tunnel? Is that why you're so sooty?"
"Mm."
"So dirty?"
"Home."
"So you live in the hot tunnel." And she sort of waves the guys over and goes, "It says the cat. Do you have a name?"
"Your human lips could not pronounce my name."
"Meow Reese."
"No cat anywhere ever gave anyone a straight answer."
"Puss in Soot."
"I may have a name, but it's definitely not that."
"Puss in Soot."
"You may call me Shui."
"Shui." I would name a cat that.
"Shui."
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 "Shui." "Shui here, our little friend, who I think..."
"Friend." "Not friend.
Let's not be too..."
"Yeah." "Says that up those stairs is a hot tunnel where it lives."
"A hot tunnel."
"Okay."
"Which is also why..." And she sort of runs her hand on the back of the cat and pulls it back up, and it's just, I assume, covered in dirt and soot.
"Wait a minute."
"Just absolutely, irredeemably dirty."
"I don't know why I've never considered this. Of course, we could travel through the furnace pipes."
"Furnace pipes?"
"Furnace pipes."
"Yeah."
"Flue ducts."
"You saw earlier all the shit canals that lead down to the shit furnace that heats the city."
"It's like a reverse sewer for dwarven cities. Rather than tunnels underground, they got tunnels above the city."
"It's always a sewer."
"In fact, Doran, there's a stalactite that descends from the ceiling of the cavern directly into the center of your mom's neighborhood."
Thank you to our wonderful patrons, Adam Fry, Afflicted Adina, Aizu Yukai, Allison Wrights, Merlin, Anne, Atholagoth, Axel, Barry Jennett, Casey, Cecil Lee Wilson, Sherry Rose Anderson, Christopher, Colin Burkhart, Crow, Daniel, Dippity, Flynn, Gareth Bradshaw, Haley, Hop of the Mox, JD, Joy Robinson, Julie Holderman, Jury, KR, KM, Cade, Lasagna, Last Ruth on the Left, Leader J, Liz, Lorelei Feldman, Manda Pants, Merrick's Moon, Matilda Rushing, Melinda Curley, Moon, Oakland, Quill Bennett, Regan, Ren, Scotty, Shannon Waldner, S-Ray 96, Tegan, Tea Kettle, Tony Pepperoni, Trin, Waffle 427, Xander Morning Dove, Zach House, and Zephyrus. Thank you so much! Woo!
Hey marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.